Radio Prague News.
The Public Affairs Party is in major disarray as allegations of corruption around Transport Minister Vít Bárta multiply. An emergency meeting of the Junior Coalition Party has splintered among in-party factions. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrives in Prague on Thursday. The Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs is in major disarray as calls for the resignation of unofficial leader and Transport Minister Vít Bárta have increased and divisions among party members appear to be quickly multiplying. The head of the party's parliamentary club, Christina Kocsi, has filed criminal charges against Mr. Bárta, reportedly because he gave her €500,000. Party chairman Radek Jón has accused Ms. Kocsi, a close aide, of seeking an in-party coup after learning she had met with Prime Minister and Civic Democrat chairman Petr Nečas on Thursday morning. Mr. Jón says that Ms. Kocsi ceased communicating with him since a special meeting on Tuesday at which deputy chairman Jaroslav Škárka was expelled from the party. Public affairs literally fragmented on Thursday afternoon when a special meeting called for Thursday was commandeered by two, if not three, different party leaders in as many locations. The party's parliamentary club was to meet at 6 p.m. in the Chamber of Deputies. As that club is headed by Christina Kocsi, Chairman Radek Jón has asked the party MPs to assemble at party headquarters. The online edition of Pravo then writes that Vít Bárta has convened yet another meeting at his home. Eight members of the Public Affairs Party have reportedly promised to support the government, irrespective of the future of Transport Minister Bárta in it. The government would need at least seven to maintain a majority. Benjamin Netanyahu arrives in Prague on Thursday for the historic first visit of an Israeli prime minister to the Czech Republic. On Thursday, Mr. Netanyahu will be meeting with his counterpart, Petr Nečas, to discuss economic and scientific cooperation between the two countries, as well as the situation in North Africa and the Middle East peace process. On Friday, the two-time Israeli PM and Likud party chairman will be received by President Václav Klaus. The Czech Republic is generally considered one of Israel's major allies in the EU. Nonetheless, at least one civic association against the Israeli treatment of Palestinians is marking the visit with a series of protests throughout the week. Police are preparing top-level security measures for the two-day visit. Now turning briefly to the weather, at 25 degrees Celsius, temperature records are falling across the country. Conditions over the coming days, though, are expected to be partly cloudy with daytime highs between 14 and 17 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.